This presentation deals with national and international challenges in public health in the past, and I define the past as the period from 1945 till 1990. I became a medical student in 1945. In 1945, the world was in ruins after the war, but there was a determined will to work hard and also a strong optimism. The first task was to rebuild the country, including the hospitals, and to build houses for people. The second task was to heal the wounds in the population. In Norway, the prisoners from the German concentration camps, the sailors and the soldiers. We were still stamped by the war and the present Cold War. For example, as a Fulbright research fellow in the United States in 1958, I worked on the treatment of radiation injuries. The infectious diseases were still important. In 1950, I worked as a young doctor in a rural district on the west coast of Norway, and it had a hospital for tuberculosis with 55 young contagious patients. Antibiotics had revolutionized the treatment of the infectious diseases, and tuberculosis rapidly declined. Thus, the infectious diseases no longer were the main threat, but the vaccination program, including BCG vaccination against tuberculosis, was still important. And don't forget the conquering of polio. In 1983, the first case of HIV was diagnosed in Norway, but the infection, fortunately, was brought under some control in Norway. The cardiovascular diseases took the place of infections, responsible for 50% of the deaths in Norway. The medical departments in the hospitals were full of middle-aged men with serious infarctions. Many of them died. And it took several years before treatment, including surgery, became effective. The big challenge was the prevention of cardiovascular disease. The emphasis was on smoking and diet. The population changed the diet, and mortality began to go down from about 1970 in Norway. Life expectancy increased with precisely 10 years during the period, men from 63 to 73 and women from 69 to 79 years. A series of large and important reforms were carried out, building on the principles of human rights and integration. Thus, the institutions for the mentally handicapped were abolished, and the patients, now being called users, were settled in special living quarters in the communities. Likewise, the large mental hospitals were downsized and the patients transferred to local services. A tremendous challenge was to increase and improve education and research. In 1945, Norway had only one university. During the period, three new universities with medical schools were built. In addition, the schools for nurses, physiotherapists, ergotherapists, and teachers were expanded and upgraded to colleges. Medical research expanded also in the colleges. I have described the development in Norway, but it was similar development in all the industrial countries. The backside of this was, of course, that the distance to the poor countries increased. When I look back, it was an almost unbelievable expansion and progress. I think that my generation can conclude that we faced up to the challenges as we saw them. However, many challenges were left, and new challenges came to the surface.